Hey, amazing listeners of Organized Chaos. I have some exciting news to share with you today. Organized Chaos, a mompreneur's 13-week undated productivity planner, is officially live and ready to be your game changer. This is like having a life coach in a planner, and it's a great companion to seamlessly weave your professional and personal worlds. Every page encourages focus, productivity, organization, and growth. You can grab your Organized Chaos Planner on Amazon now or click the link in the show notes. Let's make your chaos beautifully organized, one day at a time. Hey, my name is Teresa Hildebrand, and this is Organized Chaos. We take a deep dive into living with intentionality, focusing on what's important in our lives, so we can truly feel our best. It may feel chaotic at times, but with a little organization, the right mindset, and a ton of self-love, we can still thrive. Join me as we talk to other busy moms and experts who will share tips and strategies to help you reach your goals. Hope you enjoy this episode of Organized Chaos. Now, on to the show. Hey friends, welcome back to the show. So today we're talking all about health and how it actually affects our success. So in this episode, we'll be discussing why prioritizing your health and well-being is so important to your success, but why it's so hard sometimes. I'll also be talking about the different aspects of health, how it impacts our success, and some simple ways you can start taking care of yourself today. We all know that our overall health is really important, but health impacts everything, absolutely everything that we do. I mean, just think about when we're sick or not feeling well. How well does that go? How does that impact our day-to-day lives? And if you have a chronic illness, it's life-changing. So when I speak about health, I'm really talking about your physical, mental, and emotional health, as well as the role of diet, exercise, and adequate sleep. I mean, just even think about the physical aspect of health. So if you're taking care of yourself physically, you feel good, you have more energy, and you're reducing the quote-unquote bad stress and increasing more of the good stress, like exercise. Now, how that translates into other areas of your life is, well, when you feel good and you have more energy, you're more likely to maybe do things with your family. You're more likely to do other physical activities, have hobbies, and just create more joy in your life. Now, when you're focused on the mental aspect of your health, then you have maybe sharper mental clarity, you're more focused, which leads you to be more productive, and you can create more in your business, or you can focus on your relationships. And it just, you can kind of tell that just having overall health is a great thing, obviously, but it will translate to other areas of your life. And there's no way around that. It just is. And even if it's the opposite, if you're in poor health and you're not really focused on that, then it's going to negatively impact other areas of your life. But even if we know this, it still can be hard. It can be really hard to find the time to focus on ourselves. Now, I want to kind of identify why it's sometimes hard. It's not because there's not enough time. Now, I don't want to dive too deep into that aspect of this, but I do want to focus on a couple of beliefs, because our beliefs drive our behavior. Now, there's two contradictory beliefs. So we understand that taking care of ourselves is important. Like, we know that, we truly believe that our health and taking care of ourselves is important. But we also have this belief that we need to take care of everyone else before we take care of ourselves. So then we're kind of caught in like this tug of war of, well, yeah, I know health is important and I know that I need to take care of myself, but I have so much stuff to do. And, you know, I have to take care of everybody else because everyone else comes first. And then if there's time, energy, anything left over for me, then I'll take it. But we all know that belief is not going to get you to have a healthy, fulfilling life, because we do need to take care of ourselves. And we do need to put ourselves first. And that is a really hard thing to grasp, especially for moms. But just imagine thinking this way for anything else. It's like not taking care of yourself is like driving a car without changing the oil or doing any type of maintenance. Eventually, the engine will burn out and the car won't be able to run anymore. Now, what this looks like in real life is you just go, go, go. You don't give anything to yourself and then you completely burn out. Now, how this affects our success is because our physical and mental health can impact our productivity, our focus, our creativity, and our ability to handle stress. And there's an emotional aspect to this as well, because taking care of ourselves can help us build better relationships with others. So I've shared this story a little bit on the podcast, but I just want to kind of talk about this because it relates so much to this and how health really affects success. And back when I was working full time, I was pretty burnt out at that point because my kids were really young and I was working full time. And it was something where it was just constantly go, go, go. And I never had enough time or energy to really put back or give back to myself. And I just couldn't handle the stress of day-to-day things. And it was affecting my relationship with my husband. It was affecting how I would interact with my kids. And I just overall just didn't feel good about myself. And I think it was having more to do with, like, I know it's important for me to focus on myself, but I just can't find what I can do. And it got to the point where I was just, you know, looking for anything that can help me just feel better. And my husband, you know, talked to me about like this workout, and I had heard about it before. And I was like, okay, that's super scary, because first off, I was not the type of person that enjoyed exercise. And then throwing in an intense workout routine was not something I was looking forward to. But something just compelled me to say, yes, okay, let's do it, because he wanted to do it together. That completely changed my life, and I am not exaggerating. I mean, obviously it didn't happen overnight, but that was the catalyst to the insane changes that happened in my life in every aspect of my life. But it was still hard. I'm not going to tell you that I jumped right in and it was all great. And, you know, I completely changed my life in, you know, a few weeks. Like, that didn't happen. It took a while, but it was the little steps that I was taking each and every day that compounded into the major changes that happened in my life. And, you know, the least of it was the weight change. That was, you know, the one thing that I was focusing on at the beginning was, I want to lose weight. I want to feel good. But that was just the tip of the iceberg. That happened eventually. But what happened in the middle was, you know, the greatest thing, because first off, I proved to myself that I could do hard things and that I didn't die. And I also kind of showed myself that I could commit to myself and that I could stay consistent, because that was one thing that I was not confident about. I was like, well, I don't know how much this is going to last, because I've done the gym thing and I've done it for a couple of weeks and then I fall off. And, you know, it was like this constant, you know, starting and stopping. But this time it was different. And I can tell you really quickly why. There were three things. One, I did something way, way out of my comfort zone that pretty much put my body into shock. It was something like intense that was, you know, that I could still do. And maybe I wasn't, you know, 100%, maybe I did 50%, but it was still intense. And I put my body into like this different change. The other thing was I was doing it with my husband, so I had accountability. And that was like a two-parter. It was accountability, but it also really improved our bond. It helped our relationship because we were doing something together. And the third thing is that I coupled that with focusing on my mental health. And that to me at the beginning came in the form of personal development. So I started reading books, and actually it was like audiobooks because I could do it like when I was in like en route to work. And I would listen to these books that were like really inspirational, but also practical. Like I had like some to-dos, and I just slowly started making changes. Now I've had success along the way. Like this has little by little changed our lives, but every single thing that I would add on and make changes in my personal, mental, and emotional health have gotten us to where we are today. And, you know, I'm not just talking about like business success, but just our life in general. And for us, it all just started with focusing on our physical health. And then that just blossomed into something really, really amazing. So before I end the episode, I do want to give you a few steps that you can take today that can, you know, start that progression for you, that can help you start focusing on any aspect that you want to focus on. So whether it's your physical, mental, or emotional health. Now, I'll give you one for each one of those aspects. So the physical health, of course, I'm going to say do some type of physical activity, and it doesn't have to be something intense, but the focus should be more on the consistency. So if you can think about an activity for yourself that you know you can do on a consistent basis, that's what you start with. So for example, if you know you can go out for a walk on a consistent basis, even if it's 5 minutes, it could be, you know, anything like that. So think about a particular activity that you can do on a consistent basis and start with that. So my next tip has to do with mental health. Now, this is something really simple, but it can be a little hard. So it's going to take some time. And that is putting away your phone 30 minutes before bed. Now, this has a lot to do with the way our brain works and how, you know, the phone and just that type of media before bed is not good because, you know, it gets your brain going, it gets you hyped up. And when we're trying to go to bed, we want to calm down and relax and focus on other things. So putting your phone away 30 minutes before bed is one thing you can do. It's not going to be easy, but it's something that's going to help you not just like be able to go to sleep, but it's also going to help you stay asleep. And, you know, eventually you'll get better quality sleep. And now the next one is your emotional health. Now, this is something that has really helped me, and it's a practice that is very, very simple. Another thing, it's not going to be easy, but it is simple. And that is, you know, doing breathing exercises. So I have used this when I'm in the thick of it. And like, let's say, for example, my kids have just gotten on my last nerve, or I just, you know, I need to do something to kind of calm my energy down because I'm about to do something kind of scary, like maybe be on a call or something. So breathing and doing some type of, I mean, it could be any type of breathing, but this in particular has really helped me. And it's box breathing. So this is where you would breathe in for 4 seconds, you hold it in for another 4 seconds, and then you breathe out for 4 seconds again. And then you do this maybe 4 or 5 times. And that is going to physically calm you down, but it's also going to like take you away from whatever was taking your focus. So if, let's say, you know, your stress level was high, and the fact that you were counting in your mind and trying to slow down your breathing, that's going to take that mental focus away from that other stress. All right. So that's all I have for you today. I hope that was helpful and you can put some of these into practice, but I hope I was able to convince you that focusing on your health is super important. And of course, it will actually help you with your success. And trust me, this is something that you can start implementing, and it's not going to be a waste of time. Any little thing is going to help. Okay, so I hope you have an amazing rest of your day, and I will see you next week. Hey, if you love listening to the podcast, please leave us a rating and review on Apple Podcasts. On iTunes, go to the show and scroll to the bottom underneath ratings and reviews and click on write a review. Thanks so much for listening and tune in to our next episode. Hey, if you love listening to the podcast, please leave us a rating and review on Apple Podcasts. On iTunes, go to the show and scroll to the bottom underneath ratings and reviews and click on write a review. Thanks so much for listening and tune in to our next episode.